So this is Disturbingly Hysterical Bedtime Stories with Davida Kelly. And I'm talking about some of my favorite parties back in the day over 2 decades ago when I was a very popular, famous model and club promoter and stripper at the infamous New York City nightclub called Scores. Back when the elite, the athletes, the celebrities from Hollywood, and everyone in between came to party. And, oh God, one of my favorite stories was, I remember one night, Jean-Claude Van Damme had come in, and he was just there as a guest, and he had gotten bottles of champagne, and he happened to be sitting at the Hell's Angels VIP table on the main floor. So, when Chuck Zito, who was the head of the New York Hell's Angels Club at the time, came in and saw Jean-Claude Van Damme at his reserved table, along with all of us entertainers surrounding him and drinking champagne, he got so pissed that he insisted that Jean-Claude Van Damme got thrown out of the club. And Jean-Claude Van Damme had been drinking champagne, and he obviously is an incredible martial artist, and he has a really thick Belgian accent, so it's really hard to understand what he's actually saying. But anyways, Jean-Claude Van Damme did not understand why he was getting kicked out of his VIP table on the main floor. And the bouncers at the time, that one of them was this huge Armenian guy. Was he Armenian? Something like that. But he was like 8 feet tall. And, oh no, he was Albanian. Big John, the Albanian bouncer, is like 8 feet tall. And his head was like the size of Goliath. And so when the Hells Angels and Chuck Zito was like, hey, we don't want Jean-Claude at our table. This is a Hells Angels booth. The bouncer, Big John, the Albanian, came over and he, I swear to God, had 2 donuts in one hand that he was stuffing his face with. And in the other arm, he went over and literally picked up Jean-Claude Van Damme, who, as beefy as he is not a big guy. He's like maybe 5'5". And threw him under his arm and carried him outside with still chomping on 2 glazed donuts in one arm while dragging Jean-Claude Van Damme out in the other. That was like one of the most insane, hysterically disturbing stories. Oh my God, it was so funny. I was like, oh, what that? Ha ha. Oh my God. So anyways, later that evening, I had 2 girlfriends that were favorite stripper friends of mine, and they were a little tag team. They were both really tall from Texas, like 5'9". At least 5'8", 5'9", and with blonde hair and stilettos, they were always towering over everyone, but they were really sweet, and I always enjoyed partying with them because they had a really sweet tricked out loft down in Soho that they had rented, and so they would like always show up in like different kinds of outfits and wigs, etc. And they were into the big black D. And after hours, they would go to these like black clubs that was it would be like house music but mostly hip hop. And they became really good friends with Marlon and Sean Wayans, evil twins. So we'll just call them the S&M brothers. So they invited the Sean and Marlon Wayan, S&M evil twin brothers, back to their loft to come party after hours. So we would go and dance all night, then go to these after hour parties, and then bring, you know, the celebrities, evil twins back to party with us. And it was so funny because my girlfriends had like all these wigs and outfits and costumes. And the S&M brothers, S&M Wayans, evil twin brothers, would stay there and they would literally be there for days. And we would be partying for days on end. And they would be doing like all sorts of different impersonations and comedy acts dressed in all of our stockings and stilettos and wigs. And we would just stay lit for days. It was so funny. I will never forget those good times. I'm like, what? The S&M Wayans evil twin brothers partied with us for days on end. They do love blondes. I mean, who doesn't, right? Good times.